pedestrian alley that gets almost constant foot traffic on First Fridays. It's a popular spot for buskers. 20 people had gathered to listen by the end of this rendition of Good Old Mountain Dew. A couple songs later, around 8 o'clock, there are at least 60 people crowded around the band. But then the light changes, most of the crowd heads across Wall Street, and the buskers start all over with a fresh set of passers-by. This is Jillian Hodgen from KPOV Bend with Oregon Community Media.
Hi there. My name is Martin Ball, and I'm the host of the Locals Only Show on KSKQ 89.5 FM, community radio in Ashland, Oregon. One of the great things about doing a local music radio show is that we have such a great diversity of music here in Southern Oregon. But one theme that binds together many of the different genres and styles that different bands and artists play down here in Ashland is a big part of our local culture. And that, my friends, is marijuana. Themes of marijuana, weed, herb, ganja cross many different boundaries and many different styles here in Southern Oregon because it's a big part of who we are as a culture and as a people, and it's a huge part of our economy. Sometimes it's just an implicit reference, like in this song, which is one of my own tracks, which is titled A 420 Kind of Day. But most of the time here in Southern Oregon, references to marijuana are quite explicit in the music. Take, for example, this next track by local reggae band Indubious. Here's their song, Ganja Weed.
Bring me the ganja weed, yes, it's what I need. Only the ganja weed, yes, it's a weed indeed.
Come on, let's
go. Boy,
Indubious.
This one's located while the ganja smoke is in the area.
You know, like,
we lift him higher and higher.
In this next track, local reggae band Synergy sings the praises of Mary Jane.
Oh, Mary Jane, you burned out in ponds and seas. Sweetest, sweet of lady that I'd ever got to be. She'd treat me fine, you know, she would never, never cheat. I think that is time to set sweet Mary Jane free. Take the shackles off. Oh, take the shackles off. Take those shackles off, oh Mary Jane, oh, oh Liberty. Take those shackles off, oh, oh, take the shackles off, Mercy. Take those shackles off, oh Mary Jane.
Of course, Alcyon Massive and Marco, two other local reggae stars, remind us that all use of marijuana is strictly medicinal in this next track.
Ooh, yeah. This is Alcyon Massive here to tell you to smoke your ganja every day and sing a psalm and pray now. Oh, yeah. Marco at your service. Alongside the man them call Alcyon Massive.
An officer him stop me from me way, and him say, hey, not the hippie boy, what you smoking on? I say, just a little something that I purchased on the gully man. Him say, what's your name? I say, Charlie man. But my close friends and my family call me Alcyon. I say, look here, officer, me no want nobody, ya, so quit harassing me, asking me for me ganja. I know my rights are supported by Jack, so no liquor police.
And yet another local reggae artist, Ross Cricket, reminds us to keep our meditations higher.
Niceness. Yeah. I say we gotta wake up, yeah. Come together, wake up, yeah. I tell somebody, wake up, yeah. Everybody wake up, yeah. I say I gonna hold this year higher meditation. Now never let it get low. I'm gonna walk my walk and hold my head up higher. Ooh yeah, I say I'm gonna hold this year higher meditation. Now never let it get low. Just let them talk. They can't stop this here fire. Ooh yeah, I open up my eyes, it's a brand new day. I hope the sun is shining to light my way. Now I know I gotta step
THC, the Herbal Crew, has a message of fighting for freedom in this next track.
Freedom fighters, and yes, we are fighting
for your rights.
We are the freedom fighters, and yes, we are
fighting every day.
We are the freedom fighters, and yes, we are fighting.
Yes, we fighting.
We are the freedom fighters, and yes, we are fighting
for your freedom.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, fighting for the freedom, as Frankie Hernandez says, to puff one down.
You'd be okay with a medical card with the locals. But federal lights in your rearview sights make you fearful. Pick the right state for the right ache with your green card. But not down in Texas, cause they threw the book at you hard. So puff one down for the convict. Puff in the face of the cynic. Puff one down for the grandma who went to the wrong side of town for her medic. Puff one down for the dealer. Puff in the face of the squealer. Take one down and pass it around. Go puff one down. Take one down and pass it around. Go puff one down.
And as Takilma puts it, all these legal hassles just might give you the bong water blues.
Marijuana, the dried leaves and flowers of the Indian hemp weed, is used in the form of a cigarette. Should you ever be confronted with the temptation of taking that first puff of a marijuana cigarette, don't do it.
Patrick Dodd sings, "It ain't about getting high, it's about being free."
Ain't pain about being high, about being free. Yeah, it is. Do, 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 I'm high. Do, 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 I'm high. Do, 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 I'm high. Do, 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 I'm high now. Pain about being high.
And in case you've ever wondered, Gene Burnett has some great advice for how to tell if you've had too much weed.
If you have to stop the movie to explain what you see, then you have to start all over, you forgot every scene. If your dreadlock buddy looks just like a giant centipede, then my friend, perhaps you might be smoking too much weed. If you got a great idea for a new company, helping people clean up chakras 1, 2, and 3, but you haven't cleaned your closet since you were 17, then my friend, perhaps you might be smoking too much weed. Smoking too much weed, smoking too much weed. How do you know when you're smoking too much weed? It's kinda hard to tell when you are high as hell. How do you know when?
And we finish with Buckle Rash, celebrating the beautiful green grass of Southern Oregon.
Now I pay for kindness $100 an ounce. Where I'm from, the weed it sucks, it ain't grown in no greenhouse. And I am more than happy shelling out of your feet. But if you're like most on the West Coast, you won't smoke it if it ain't free. And I'll be smoking brown weed. Thank God those days are done. I'm never messing with swag again, cause I live in Oregon.
Marijuana and Southern Oregon music, two things that just go together. I hope you've enjoyed listening. This segment has been produced by KSKQ 89.5 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon.
I've been smoking Grade A since 2001.
That was produced by Martin Ball from Ashland Community Radio Station, KSKQ. You're listening to Oregon Community Media, a collaborative radio show produced by KSKQ in Ashland, KPOV Bend, KWSO Warm Springs, and KBOO Portland. Next up, another piece produced at KPOV in Bend.
No matter what you call it, a new twist of an old genre is alive and well in Central Oregon. This new music could be labeled as red dirt, alternative country, thrash grass, insurgent country, bluegrass with attitude, or Americana. This new twist on music is played by Central Oregon bands such as Second Sun, Juniper and Gin, Larry and His Flask, Grit and Grizzle, Moon Mountain Ramblers, Boxcar String Band, Almost Acceptable, and Slaughter Daughters, amongst others. Roots of this red dirt, alt country, or thrash grass music are in Oklahoma, Texas, and Southern California. It is a fast-growing subgenre of country music. Red dirt music gets its name from the color of Oklahoma soil where it started. There's a Texas red dirt sound as well. At one time, the distinction between the two genres was obvious, but by 2008, that gap had diminished. Alternative or insurgent country, or Americana, was characterized by attempts to combine punk and country in the 1980s Southern California cowpunk scene. Alt country combines elements of country, rock, and punk. Thrashgrass musicians faithfully use acoustic instruments and play wordsmith songs that segue into rock, punk, and even heavy metal. Thrashgrass surfaced in the 1990s when the Yvette Brothers and other musicians introduced an experimental, souped-up version of bluegrass to Austin, Texas. Genre usually are guitar, stand-up bass, some drums, banjo, mandolin, and sometimes cello or horns. In Texas, its players included Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Randy Rogers Band, Roger Krager, Reckless Kelly, Bruce Robinson, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keane. In Oklahoma, it's Cross Canadian Ragweed, Stoney LaRue, The Great Divide, and Bob Childers. Carrying the torch in Southern California are the Long Riders, Uncle Tupelo, Wilco, Sunvolt, Bottle Rockets, Blue Mountain, Whiskey Town, Blood Orange, and Drive-By Truckers. We'll be right back. The impact of this new music locally is impressive, with many Central Oregon bands using the forum to express themselves and their art. You've been listening to local examples of this new twist of an old genre.
Stained with our blood, sweats, and our tears. There's a difference between a soldier and his fight, but the warrior knows the true meaning of his life. Every thoughtless moment is falls into the past. Did you yield it to the sand, but it won't last. Oh, every thoughtless action is falls into the past. Did you yield it to the sand, but it won't. A good time, baby, a good time that we have. There is DNA splattered.
This is Michael Manini from KPOV Bend with Oregon Community Media.
Thanks, Michael. Tonight you are listening to a local musician show produced statewide by producers in Bend, Ashland, Warm Springs, and Portland. Next up, the contribution from KWSO in Warm Springs.
Home of the Warm Springs, Wasco, and Paiute tribes, the Warm Springs Indian Reservation is home to over 4,000 tribal members spanning four generations. Despite the great loss of traditional culture that occurred as a result of the settlement on the reservation, the people of Warm Springs have succeeded in holding on to many ancient traditions and values. Longhouses still ring with prayer songs that have been handed down for generations. Traditional feasts are still held each year. Indian languages are still spoken, and the old legends of coyote and other animal people are still told. Music can be found in many forms. From traditional sounds of drum and voice to more contemporary sounds of beats and guitars, the musical differences are as diverse as the musicians who perform them. Brutus Bigby Baez is one of hundreds of young people in Warm Springs who have embraced the modern-day hip-hop culture to continue telling the modern-day stories of the struggle of his people to a newer generation of music fans. His instrument of choice is the one given to him by the creator, his voice. His songs talk about his way of life and are told from a Native American perspective. To date, Big B has four albums and is working on a fifth. He says the inspiration for his albums comes from living and witnessing life around him.
Like a lot of the stories I do tell, I'm not saying like my life is better than anybody. So I do write for my people. I'll write for a cousin that's going through something. I'll write for an ex-girl that's, you know, living a certain way. I'll rap about, you know, my younger cousins or like people I just know in the community that have done certain things. You know, I try to cover it all. And at the same time, have fun. Like my first album, everybody wanted to be gangster. Everybody wanted to be, you know, a certain way. And so I made the fun record. Mine was like, here's something to party with, you know, without realizing that alcoholism was so detrimental to our people. I still put it out there because I felt like there was some of us having fun. It wasn't all depressing. It wasn't all, you know. But yeah, I think my music just represents everybody here in the Northwest.
I'm a smooth criminal. amazement. No tender loving care, just remember who was there for all the times of your life that right there. Neglect every affair to see who's real. Took a chance on me for that savage appeal. Now I'm out ski, you can't even get this back. And I'm taking alternate routes, you ain't on this map. My condolences for everything you missed. Lost a good friend right there, the end of the twist. They say ignorance is bliss, but it just ain't so. Cause my logical arrogance ain't fit just for. Nothing more than the drama just to make you feel important. I can feel that heat right now, you're so scorching. For the moments of the night, we take a few shots right through her glass window. She's throwing them rocks.
Just like anywhere else, the Warm Springs Reservation has a number of social issues like alcoholism, drug abuse, and domestic violence. Some of Big B's songs strike at the heart of these issues and paint a tragic picture of what a life of abuse can lead to.
It all started with his mind back in the 90s. Maybe that's the reason he living grimy. Life plain and simple, now he's crippled with the bottle. Bad with the ripple, the chicken is the model. So his parents, he will follow down the alcoholic road. Got no one's patrolling, so there's no control. He fits the perfect mold of that stereotypical native. High jerk and faded in that blackout mode where he's sedated. Created by his past at the history. Repeated from the fast life, the guidance that he needed. Now he's a full-grown junk on his own. Almost road warrior status, no place to call home. Night terrors got him up late, living such a tough face. Roses ain't no joke, my bro was such in rough shape. Innocent bystanders just sitting in the car. He'll kill him drunk driving, leaving that Northwest bar.
Right along with songs about troubled lives are also songs of celebration and triumph. Together with Nate Winichet, the duo released the album Double Feature. Double Feature is full of catchy phrases, and as Big B describes it, it's music you can drive to. Aspiring musicians, getting signed on with a major record company would no doubt be a bonus. Big B credits others who have helped him promote his music on a local level.
You know, there's a guy named Jamie Scott. I got to give it up to Jamie Scott, JSK. He, you know, if you were in your garage making music and nobody knew about it, he knew. You know, he would track us down, track people down, and he would hear about it. You know, oh, those guys are making music in their garage, you know, and he would show up at our door like, hey, I heard you guys rap. I need you guys to do this and do that. Like he kind of brought us out there to be like, to put us in the public, you know, like to, like he believed in us. He believed in everybody actually. So he made everybody do it. And then from there, he kind of picked and chose to like, to see who he was going to work with, you know, but for the most part, he tracked all of us down and he was like the core center of putting on events, putting on concerts, putting on, you know, that type of stuff for us to do.
Truth be told, I'm so cold I might go when no man has gone before, but so cold. So grab your sweaters and your long johns, it'll be a long day. No love for your lady because she's such a lousy lay. This one's for sale, no free download. Get it while you can because we all get old. Now I'm not a coat. My acronym is big, bigger than your lifestyle. Now I'm bigger than your fib. Your whole style lies in my real life, can see it all. So until you realize you're just a missed call. No texting in the night, she's already here. And we one step closer when we sip this beer. My life ain't always clear, so I might get lost now. Money over you, always can be the cost now. Haters getting tossed out, my life is such a bad dude. Still we had high, cause above you is all the truth.
You were lost, now independence come fighting me.
saying that you did his name.
You were on our side, so independence, come fight me. I'll be your defendant. I got a whole army behind me, and they want that truth, and that truth is me.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
One thing is for sure, what you put in, you get out. And for Big B, it's all or nothing.
Just go all out in everything you do. Don't, not to be mean or nothing, but don't half-ass it. Don't lag on it. Choose a couple things if you want to do it, but just go all the way out. You know, invest in yourself. That's the main thing I want to tell everybody is no matter what you want to do, invest in yourself. Not just money-wise, but spirituality-wise, emotional-wise. Like, go all the way into it. Like, I could have been anything. But I chose to do music, and I know I'm not the biggest or the richest, but I'm living okay. You know what I mean? Somebody wants to live like me. Somebody looks up to me, and somebody, you know, has love for me, support me. You know what I mean? So if you can do that, if you know, especially music, like I say, we opened up a genre that people can come in and people can support you. It's just like basketball. People, you know, I don't have a jersey. I don't have a glove. I don't have, you know, cleats, but they're still supporting me. People are rooting on me. You know what I mean? Go Brutus, go Big B. And that's what we need to figure out too, is like, we opened up this genre for people to come up, but you just have to go all the way out. You know what I mean? Don't just do it and become a cancer to it because you weren't cool in high school or you just want to get it, you know, certain girls that you want to, you know what I mean? You think we're living a certain life, but really it takes hard work. Just like anything else you would practice, you know what I mean? And, they'll support you. If they really see you put it, you're all into it, I think people will support you. And that's my message to them. Just go all out.
Hey, Big B. Come on, dog, it's me. You remember me, dog? I bought, like, all them CDs. The first one, and then the second one, and that mixtape. I knew about that one tape that didn't even have a tape in the tape. You know what I'm saying? That's how down I am. And I've been waiting for your music for a long time, man. You know, lifestyle music, man. Now I'm living that lifestyle. I am. And now the inspiration, I'm like, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your blessing is to the game, to the hood, to the coast, to the world. And that's what I feel about you. You know, I was out over at the bar just looking for you. I remember you was over there always hanging with the ladies and right up in the middle of everything trying to get in the groove. Pissing all the men off, but you know, that's just how you roll, because that's the game. So, from me, from my homies, to your homies.
Getting to the top takes hard work and dedication. And though Big B may not be there quite yet, he hopes that one day he can change his and many other lives around him through the music that he produces. So where can you get his music?
We're on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody. You just Google Big B, B-I-G-G-B. And my whole, like, I'm on Google everywhere, so they have iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, like I said, and then you can go to personal, like, RedHawks.com. They have my music on there. They have SacredGroundENT.com.
I had a dream last night. I was right there winning. Till I woke up wrong, now my life's just beginning. Started all over, reinvent the class. Gotta fight to stay sober, cause I don't wanna pass. Try to live forever, so today's not promised. And it ain't about conscience, I'm just trying to stack dollars. I never made varsity, but don't mean I didn't try. Went hard as a hustler till I made my mama cry. Make no mistake, I'm just trying to contemplate. No hate on my heart, free mind, a clean slate. Young with a goal, that's a deadly combination. Young with a goal, that's a deadly combination. That moment of triumph, we're stressed about to let up. I'm the sleeping giant, just wait for me to get up. My dues have been paid, I'm about to stand tall. Almost made my people proud.
I hope you enjoyed this segment on Warm Springs hip-hop artist Big B, and even maybe learned a little bit along the way. Thanks for listening. I'm Will Robbins from KWSO 91.9 FM, Warm Springs, Oregon, with Oregon Community Media.
We'll finish tonight with a piece produced here at KBOO with our 2013 artist-in-residence, Marisa Anderson. My name is Erin Yankee, and tonight we are having a special program featuring the 2013 artist-in-residence, Marisa Anderson. We will be joined by Marisa and Jody Darby, who will help out with some interviewing here.
Thanks for having Marisa and I on the show tonight.
I'm glad you guys could be here.
Marisa, you spent a year here at KBOO.
I think it was just under a year, but yeah, I've been coming in and also just using K
KBOO's resources to further the projects that I've been doing, and I did a particular project on the residency.
You kind of came into it without knowing exactly what you were going to do.
Yeah, I didn't have a clear idea. And one of the things that happened right at the beginning of the residency, and it's sort of coincidental but kind of cool, was the Elizabeth Cotton, Maurice Anderson 7-inch split that was part of KBOO's 45th birthday celebration. I got to work on that, and I put together a medley of gospel tunes. It sort of reminded me of this project that I had had in the back of my head for a long time of wanting to do public domain and traditional songs, not just cover them, not cover them in ways that I had already heard people cover them, I guess I should say. I had a few different other ideas, but that was the one that I settled on, as it seemed the most appropriate for KBOO as a community radio station, as something that belongs to everybody. I wanted to address these songs that also belong to everybody.
And that's not that far of a departure from what you do in your music in general, which is kind of a reexamining of music that we've all, or a lot of us, have heard, possibly, or that resonates with us in some way. Like, oh, that sounds really familiar, but I'm not really sure where I heard that.
I do. I draw a lot from, let's just say, traditional music to create. I use traditional music as, mostly American traditional music, I should clarify. I use that as sort of my material, and I make things out of it. You know, whether it's little phrases or the sound of something, like an old sound that I want to like use or figure out how to recreate. A lot of what I do comes from old field recordings or Folkways records or Smithsonian Archive, or I have shelves and shelves full of songbooks at home that are all I'll collect like folk revival and like 60s era folk ephemera, like books and weird things, and so I have a ton of that stuff also, and that's sort of been something that I've done since I was in high school. Like, it's just a weird ingrown passion.
Which I think is nice, that I think after performing for quite a few years, and maybe not, I don't know, you're an artist that people have a hard time pinning down in terms of what exactly it is that you do and what kind of music you perform. I think a lot of people, you know, you could line up 10 different people and play a record for them and they could all tell you something different about what they just heard. And I think some people would say, oh, blues, some would say folk music, some would say gospel, some would say country, and some would say experimental, avant-garde composition. And so I think if you boil all that down, I think what I've been hearing you say more lately is you're a folk musician. And this record kind of takes that back to that essence of
I believe in the folk process. I believe in the folk process as it relates to the sharing of songs and the passing on of songs, and the idea that anything that we make is not set in stone, that someone else can come along and pick up. It's a relay race into the future, you know, from the past, like the baton being these raw materials of stories like the Stagger Lee story or the Frankie and Johnny story, or pick a song out of the archive. You know, these stories are our raw materials, the sounds are our materials, and we're all just running a relay into the future with them. I think a lot of what happens is that a song gets recorded and it gets frozen in time, it gets locked in time, and this idea of recording songs is so new. It's, you know, 100 years old. The stories are way older than the recorded song that we have, and I think that we've been so infatuated with the ability to, like, create and recreate and, like, freeze these songs that we forget that they also need to move forward.
It brings us to a good place to talk about the Elizabeth Cotton 7-inch, speaking of going back in time. Before you play, I'm going to ask you, Marisa, to play the track that you recorded for the B-side of the Elizabeth Cotton, Maurice Anderson 7-inch. But for our listeners, can you tell us who Elizabeth Cotton is?
Elizabeth Cotton was a guitar player and singer. She was from North Carolina, the Chapel Hill area, Carrboro, I think. But she taught herself to play guitar when she was a child. On using her brother's guitar in secret, and she learned how to play left-handed upside down, which is pretty incredible, and also why her sound is kind of unique. And I think she mostly played for herself, and, you know, I don't really know about that part, but I know she gave up playing for a long time because of religious reasons, And she was working as a maid, I think, or a nanny in the Seeger household, as in the Pete Seeger household. I'm not sure. That's a large family, and I don't know exactly which family member where she was working. But anyway, it was discovered that she could play and sing and was really good at it. And through that relationship, she started being presented on stages. And I think the main part of her public life was mostly in the 60s and 70s, maybe some 50s, but I don't think much earlier. I'm not sure. And there was one other thing I was going to say about that. Oh, she wrote the song Freight Train, which I don't know. I imagine everyone in the world knows it, but even, maybe they don't. But that's the song that she's particularly known for.
And what's the name of the piece that you're going to play for us?
Well, I just call it the Canaan's Land Medley, but it's three different pieces. One is Where the Soul Never Dies, the other is I'll Fly Away, and the third is a song that is either known as Jesus Christ or Jesse James, depending on which outlaw you follow.
You're listening to KBOO. This is Marisa Anderson with Canaan's Land. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of gear switching here. At the beginning, we introduced Marisa Anderson as KBOO's 2013 Artist in Residence. And we talked a little bit about the year she spent here at KBOO. What ended up coming of all that listening and all that processing was a record called Traditional Public Domain Songs.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly church and state songs and a murder ballad.
How did this record happen? How did you decide that you wanted to do a collection of traditional and public domain songs?
It just was the project that I had an itch for a really long time. And like I said earlier, it fits with the KBOO's mission of being a community station. I thought these were songs that are in, you know, they're community songs. They're part of the oral tradition. And then also I had an offer. There's a record label called Grapefruit Records that's run by Ben Goldberg and Simon Joyner, and they had wanted me to do a record that was kind of like a special project record, not something that I would normally do. And I thought that it dovetailed really well. The KBOO residency gave me time to work on what became the record of, you know, traditional and public domain songs that Grapefruit then put on vinyl. So it was a very lucky set of, yeah, intersections.
So this record has how many tracks?
It has 12 songs, I think. They are all, yeah, like the name says, traditional and public domain.
So that song is like a song that we've all heard, right? It's like the kind of, I don't know, I mean, I can't remember the first time I heard that song.
But you probably were a kid, I bet.
Fairly young. And then I didn't learn about the original meaning of that song till much, much later, that it was a anti-draft song, anti-war song.
Yeah.
From its origin.
The original lyric talks about a woman who meets someone that she knew and who's come back from the war. And the verses catalog the things that he's lost, including his eyes, his ears, his mouth, his legs, his arms. And it kind of culminates in the verse that says, you're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to be put on the street to beg. Johnny, I hardly knew ye. And then the very last lyric is the resistance part, where she's talking in terms of being a mother, and she says, you know, they're rolling out the guns again. They're rolling out the guns again, but they'll never take our sons again. And whenever I hear that, it gives me a chill. And when I recorded the record, I actually recorded with the words in front of me to a lot of the songs. I played to the words. It wasn't just riffing off the melodies. And this one in particular, I got a chill when I recorded it. Yeah. I should say that the record is available for purchase on my website. Go there and buy it if you want to, or
MarisaAndersonMusic.com.
Thanks.
Thanks, Marisa.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
That interview was conducted by Jody Darby and the piece produced by me, Aaron Yankee. Marisa is playing April 10th in Eugene, Oregon, and will continue to tour the United States until June. You can find out more about her and her tour dates at MarisaAndersonMusic.com. Thank you for listening to this month's Collaborative Oregon Community Media Project. If you have any comments or questions, please send me an email at program@kboo.org. Thanks for listening.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard around the world at www.kboo.fm. The time is 10 seconds before 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio coming up after these messages.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Washington County Cooperative Library Services 10th Annual Storytelling Festival, Art of the Story. The festival features five professional storytellers: Bill Lepp from South Charleston, West Virginia, Alton Takeyama Chung from Vancouver, Washington, Olga Loya from San Jose, California, Will Horniak from Portland, Oregon, and Habiba Addo from Portland, Oregon and Ghana, West Africa. The week-long storytelling extravaganza features 14 storytelling performances at various locations, including the Washington County Member Libraries, the Glenn and Viola Walters Cultural Arts Center, and the Washington County Museum in Hillsboro. That's the 10th Annual Storytelling Festival, April 5th through 12th. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock. Up next on the program, we will explore the privatization of the city of San Francisco. This is what's happening all over the country. However, San Francisco is one of the perfect microcosm of what most cities are facing throughout the nation. This is what we'll discuss today. All this and more ahead.
This is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from the Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love. This is Azeem. You're listening to Hard Knock Radio. Real radio. From the concrete up. All the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
What's up, folks? This is your girl Femi representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip hop. Stay tuned.
God we trust is on a dollar.
That's the only dude they're talking about.
Every day is a struggle, how to hustle some dough. If you was raised in the hood, well, then you already know. It be days, it be good, but mostly money be slow. Have you ever been hungry before?
Deep in
the frequency. Steady on the grind. Steady on the grind. Cause I got to make it happen. My family's depending on me. Steady on the grind. Steady on the grind. Cause I got to make it happen. Ain't nobody gonna do it for me. Oh, 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 steady on the grind, daily on the grind, money on my mind, steady on the grind, steady on the grind, daily on the grind, money on my mind, so heavy on my mind, so heavy on my mind. Every day is a struggle, how to hustle some dough. If you was raised in the hood, well, then you already know. It be days, it be good, but mostly money be slow. Have you ever been hungry before?
Killer, keep it Marcus Garvey, people army guerrilla, economic development, down for manual labor, revolutionary hustler, fundraiser, catch me doing outreach, see me running the streets, politically educated but never graduated, call me Doc like Methuselah Shakur, fight for the poor, have you ever been hungry before, quick as a shore, mommy got a